Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Pop, pop, piss, piss, piss.
Hello and welcome back to Tabletop Workshop. It is business as usual around here, except we have one very special guest, the creator of Hey Riddle Riddle and Cunt the Shapeshifter on Hello from the Magic Tavern, Mr. Adil Rafai.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, this is business as usual, but I am auditing. I'll be doing some performance reviews, so just play like you normally would. I'll be taking you off one by one into a side room, and we'll figure out who's staying and who's going.
Right. We've already discussed with Joe that if he didn't get internet back, it was just going to be us for forever after this.
That's why I rushed home.
We're all getting replaced by the season one cast.
Yeah.
I would trade any three of my cast members for one Adil Rafai.
Wow. I'm flattered.
Then it would just be you and
currency?
Me. Yeah.
I'm flattered and now everyone hates me. Excited to play with everyone. Thanks, guys.
A kind gesture, but also somewhat hurtful.
Yes.
I mean...
He made me my own character.
It feels pretty good to know that I'm worth one third of an Adil Rafai.
It's hard to be... It's not like I'm worth more than that. I feel like we could all get replaced and it would just be Adil playing with himself.
I will say, sadly, this year the Adil is down. So the conversion rate is not quite what you think.
Oh, no.
Shit. So you're like, like how the US dollar is down, but then the pound is down worse.
Exactly. The pound is down worse? That sounds like a Limp Bizkit song.
Pound is down worse. Anyway, it's really bad. We're almost at 1-to-1. When I got here, it was 70% of a dollar. Or no, sorry, the dollar was 70% of a pound.
Is this podcast mostly math or?
Yeah, we do a lot of math. There was one episode where we spent 20 minutes figuring out how far someone could throw dynamite.
Oh God!
And like then the explosive power of dynamite.
Okay.
It's called Dynamite Hammer Throw. You ever want to check it out? So Nada has just murdered Horace Lowe in broad daylight, or I guess it's nighttime. It's dusk, and the next few events happen very quickly. Horace Lowe's cohorts, the two people he brought with him, were able to wrestle Nada to the ground, steal his weapon, and drag him out of the house where the local authorities, which would just be like a sheriff and maybe a deputy, would have taken over the situation. And this would have just been the time when Casper would have woken up and seen Nada being dragged off. Maybe he tried to stop him, but, you know, he's a little weak boy. And so he would go to wake up Sebastian and Willie. Casper's like, wake up, get up. They just took Nada. Nada's being taken.
Don't tell me he lost his gun again.
Well, that's just part of it. He was actually taken by people. We need to get up and we need to go help him.
Are we out of the nightmare?
No, you're still in the nightmare. What do you think? Get up. So you guys get up and you're able to make it to the doorway and out into the... I guess it'd be like a town square almost. Or like a... It would be, I guess, like a street? No, it'd be like a town square. And Casper knows more about this town than you do, Branchtown. And Casper says, justice moves very quickly in Branchtown. We need to help Nada as best we can, because they're going to try him super quick, and he's going to go to prison forever. He needs a lawyer. And I happen to have the best lawyer in Branchtown, which doesn't say much, but it's better than nothing.
Oh, I was thinking we'd just break him out of prison. You know, my cousin went to prison once, and I broke him out.
If this doesn't work out, we might be breaking him out of prison.
All right.
But luckily, our lawyer is good at that, too. He's sort of a crime lawyer.
We could have used one of those.
If all else fails, I can always just turn into a bat and fly in to the prison.
No, you're delusional. That'll never work.
But I was a Batman in my other life.
That's copyrighted. You're not a Batman.
You can't say that.
You were a bat. Pause. Man. Can't say. I can't put that on a t-shirt, all right?
Bat Paws Man? You could totally put that on a t-shirt.
You could put Bat Paws Man. It would be like a little kitty Batman. Wow. Paws. Casper takes you around town to a rundown ramshackle house, and he starts banging on the door. He's like, Mahoney! Mahoney! Are you inside? Get up! I need your help! Is Gutters maybe coming off a bender? Is he just sleeping? What do you think Gutters is doing right now?
I picture Gutters Mahoney is in the shower, but he's fully dressed in his suit. So I feel like he never gets out of his suit. He kind of it's just kind of a part of him. I don't know if it's like grafted onto his skin. Like it's you couldn't take it off if he wanted to. But I feel like he's currently in the shower, probably with a third of whiskey, with his suit on, just getting ready.
All right, that sounds good. Do you think that he could hear you in the shower, or would he be too busy singing in the shower? Is he a singer? Does he sing in the shower?
I think he talks sings, so it's a lot of, like, cake.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I might need some of that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
But
I think he definitely hears you, because I feel like his place is so small that the shower is butting up against the door.
Sure. So you hear him, and Casper decides to try the handle of the door, and he peeks his head inside, and he goes, Mahoney, are you home?
Yes, coming. Let me just towel off here very quickly. Let me twirl around and snap you in the ass, and let's get ready for the day. Ha-ha.
You had to reach all the way through the door for that one.
Mm-hmm. Worth it. Let me comb back my hair real slick-like.
He's so charming. Mm-hmm. I don't even care that he just hurt me. I'm in a little bit of a bind, and I was wondering if you might help me.
Of course, anything for my dear friend. As you know, I am Gutters Mahoney, wheeling and dealing, sleaziest lawyer residing in Branchtown. Known for causing trouble, gambling, and starting fights I can't finish. I'm pale, nearly I'm pale with nearly translucent bluish skin. Sorry, the whiskey was talking earlier. And I'm made to lawyer. You know, here's one of my cards. I've given you a few. I think you keep losing them. On the card is my motto, of course, my logo, my brand, which is lawyer, hardly knower.
It's a good one.
Thank you so much. And I'm here for whatever you need, Casper.
I've been a fan of your motto for a long time. In my business, poison sprayer, hardly know her.
Pretty good.
Can I steal it?
Absolutely. I'm giving you permission. I do have the IP. Anything that ends in ER, I do have, legally, I do have ownership over.
My first name.
Legally, I would own your first name, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I heard you're a fan, so let me just pull out one of these Sharpies and autograph your cheek. There you go. Tell your friends.
Is it a full Gutters Mahoney, or is it just GM?
I think it's Gutters and then M-A-H, and then he stops, so it just says Gutters Meh.
Gutters Meh. Because if you put GM, then I would literally have to hand over the reins to the show to you.
Yeah. But then I put dot, dot, dot. I put a little ellipses so people...
Keep them guessing.
Yeah, keep them
just
guessing.
Like the General Motors logo.
Exactly.
So one of our friends, he did do it. He murdered someone where everyone could see, which was probably bad. And we need a lawyer to come defend him, like, immediately. Like, you know how quickly law works in this town.
Interesting. Yes, swiftly. Swift as the pendulum.
Very
swift. And back and forth. Yes. How did they murder someone?
Gun.
Yeah, he shot him.
Finish his sentence. Shot them in the...
Head.
Oh, I was worried about that part. This is going to be tricky. The head's the worst place to shoot someone. But... We'll see if we don't have a way to help out your friend. I'm on the case. I'll take the job. I need 20% up top.
How much? 20% of what?
I'm so sorry. I need
20%. We don't make any.
I'm so sorry. Let me finish, please. I need 20% off the top. I require a bit of a haircut, and then I'll work for free.
Shit. I feel like someone might be able to give him a haircut. Oh, my God.
Who would be the best?
Yeah, who wants...
I feel like Nada would probably be the best.
Now,
Nada would have been the best.
Do you need a haircut right now? Is that...
I can take it later. Take it later. I am sopping wet, so...
That's all right.
I thought to do it now. Hair's best cut when wet, but I can wait.
I noticed that. Are you going to take off your clothes to shower, or...
Am I going to take off my clothes? Sir, you're under arrest. Is this guy with you?
I've never met him before in my life. I'm so sorry.
Disgusting.
What are you doing?
He's wearing his clothes.
You never
in the
ask someone to take their clothes off. What are you doing?
What? No, I'm just. That's I'm just, so I'm just
rude.
Giving him advice.
Sometimes you do.
Now you have to give him a haircut.
What? No, no, I will. It will be bad.
Do
I
it.
Will probably
All right,
cut
go
his
ahead.
Ear off.
Do you have a chair that we can sit you down in, Gutters, so that you can get your haircut?
Oh, I can probably give him a haircut.
Willie, you have one arm.
But I've done surgery before.
You have. He fixed a tendon once.
Ooh, color me impressed.
I'm still recovering from that. The antibiotics.
Yeah, I went to that, what do you call it, medication school.
You don't have antibiotics. So, Gutters, if you want to sit down in your most favorite chair, we'll just have old Sebastian here give you a nice little haircut.
I prefer to stand.
Okay, he's standing. How tall is Gutters?
Okay.
Gutters is pretty short, so I'm gonna go ahead and say he's just over 5 foot, standing at a full 5 foot one.
Duh. Okay.
While standing up, are you gonna like stand up on your tiptoes, make it real hard?
No, I'll stand flat.
Okay, okay. I just figured it'd be something Gutters might do. I already know this character front to back.
Put this bib on to catch the hair.
Ooh, lobster! We're eating lobster, huh?
Where's the bib? Where'd you get the bib from?
What? I used a tool charger to get.
Why would you have a bib with you, sir?
Well, I don't want him to get hair all over his nice suit.
I feel like he might like find.
He did just have some good southern eating in Half Sunk Hollow, so he might have a bib from there.
A lobster? No, he didn't. Joe did though, or Nada did.
Who will be providing the scissors?
Another tool charge.
It might be another tool charge. You'd have to justify that you have scissors and a bib. Do you keep yourself regularly haircut?
I mean, I probably do have like a hipster beard going on.
And like immaculate hair, I bet.
I have this hunting knife you could use.
You do have a knife.
Just take two knives and use them.
Or just one knife. Just. Alright, so are you going to cut his hair with a knife, or do you have scissors?
No, I have scissors.
Okay, give me two tool charges, and I'll let you have some sort of sheet that you can wrap around him and a pair of scissors.
Okay.
But they're not haircutting scissors, let's be clear. They're just kitchen scissors. Like, you deboned a chicken with this recently.
Am I using scissors wrong?
If you've got big old scissors, you can cut through joints and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really like getting whole chickens, and then you can it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, you can like cut the breastbone out.
No, I don't do that part. You cut out the backbone, and then you slice between the breasts, and it spatchcocks itself.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yeah. But you have to be able to cut through bone.
Didn't think I'd hear the phrase spatchcock yourself today.
Spatchcock yourself. That's now my logo or my motto. go spatchcock yourself today.
So anyways, I'll get the scissors, and I will look down and look at your beautiful hair. Oh, you have so much beautiful, thick hair.
Thank you.
Where are you from? What is your area?
What's your name? What's your tit size?
Yeah, what?
legally, I prefer not to say. I'm around. I've left a shadier past behind, and yet I am still somewhat shady.
Very mysterious, very exotic. I like it. So, just a little snip snip.
Give me
a bit off the top here.
Go for broke for this haircut, please. I don't think that you're skilled enough to just get away without a roll.
And just a tip, I would never go up to a man and say a little snip snip. I think that could be misconstrued. As a lawyer, I'm just giving you some advice.
Hey!
I got an 11 roll.
Holy crap. And what's your skill?
Whatever.
It's a fresh cut.
Skill, I believe, is 1. Skill is 0. So
okay,
no,
so this is a complete success. Gutters, this haircut that you receive from Seabass is the best haircut you've ever gotten in your entire life. There is no reason why it should be as good as it is, but you look in your dirtiest kitchen mirror and you are astonished. You would pay them for the...
Va-va-va-voom. As I look at myself in my framed sheet of aluminum foil, I look incredible. What was your name again?
Sebastian. Sebastian Borovkov.
More like Sebastian the Haircut. That's your new nickname from me.
Oh, well, thank you, good sir. Thank you.
Let me find, I start to like pat my pockets like I'm looking for something. Let me find some sort of, you know what? Just a hearty handshake.
Perfect.
That's your
it.
Tip.
Thank you.
Your tip is a well-earned handshake.
Thank you.
Your tip is a job well done.
Human touch is very good.
The day's honest work is its own reward.
Do you want me to help look for your other hand or arm or what's going on?
That was lost to the ages.
A gator ate it.
Oh, do you want me to? I could bring a case up against that gator. Would that help put your mind at ease?
You know, I'm probably qualified for some sort of injury case or class action lawsuit if a bunch of people got their arms ate by that gator.
Absolutely. We will sue the scales off this motherfucker. Let me just make a note. We will be bringing a case against this alligator. That is for another time. But today, let's help your friend who murdered someone. Raise your arm. Sorry. Give me a big wink if you killed someone. Who shot someone?
He's already been taken away, unfortunately.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they caught him in the act. So, which is why this is going to be an extra difficult case, which is why we wanted to give you an extremely good haircut.
Yes, let me grab my, and I grab a briefcase that's by the door, and I open it up, and I just cram as much. There's just like what looks like tubes of like Nickelodeon gack. I just kind of stuff in there, and it makes weird noises, and like knives and forks, and like a tuning rod. And a metronome, and a little, just all kinds of papers, and willy-nilly, I just grab stuff from around the house, pack it in, slam it shut, and I say, off we go, and I slam the door to my home close behind me.
I saw Maxwell's face. He got a smile when you said willy-nilly. He loves that phrase because his character's named Willy.
Oh.
Sometimes we say William Milliam.
I've never said that. Sometimes we do.
For long. Yes, for long.
The group of men trudge up to the combination courthouse prison. And I think since Gutters kind of is aware of how the legal system works in this town, he would probably be the one to burst open the doors and go in first. The lobby is fairly small. There's probably one desk clerk, and then off to one side would be the entrance to the prison, and then the other side would be a couple different courtrooms. So we can just cut to there right now as you guys enter, and the desk clerk looks up and sees you entering.
Janine, my darling, you look more beautiful than ever. Did you get new teeth? What's going on with you?
Half of them are new. Unfortunately, I couldn't afford the other half. They don't pay me much here.
Oh, sweetie, you are half a beauty. Can I just say...
My God, thank you.
Oh, I brought you some of... And he opens up his briefcase and he reaches around. I brought you some of your favorite fork and chocolate. Here you go.
Pork? Did you say pork or fork?
Darling, whatever you want it to be. It's a fork full of pork. Of course, your favorite.
A fork full of pork and then half of a chocolate bar. You know exactly how to charm the pants off me.
Little sweet, little savory, little salt, little chocolate. Little salt, little sugar.
What can I do for you for this beautiful gift?
Janine, I have a client who's currently being held. It's an atrocious story. He was having fun aiming around and shooting at some bottles when this monster's head leaned in the way of his bullet, ripped his bullet out of the air using his own brain matter, ceasing it from hitting the bottle behind him. Now, my client has suffered a lifetime's worth of mental damage from this instance. I'm willing to drop all charges, but I do need to see my client as soon as possible. Do you know where he's being held?
This is surely a travesty. This injustice will not stand.
Exactly. We can't have people's heads snatching bullets out of the air.
What a cunt.
Your words, not mine.
I can't believe he would do that to your client. What was your client's name?
Janine, we are looking for Zilch, Zero, Nada.
Oh, shit. So, wait, so we have Zero, Zilch, Nada, and then also See Best Haircut. All right, Willie, get ready, because there's going to be a third nickname coming in. It's going to be just for you. It's going to be served up piping hot.
let me go see if he can have visitors.
And she gets up from her seat behind her desk and trudges off to one of the courtrooms and closes the door behind her. And you guys are alone in the lobby for just a moment.
That was a pretty good story. The whole brain matter and, you know, catching the bullet in the head. And I like it.
Thank you. Yes, as long as you frame it as someone impeded someone else's activity, you can almost always just get off scot-free.
Shit, you should have been a lawyer too.
Why is she like forks so much?
Why does she like
history? Or?
Well, yeah, that's yes, that one for the ages. We had a fling back when we were both in law school. We were lovers for quite some time. We spent 2 weeks in a jacuzzi. Didn't leave once. I used to be 6'7". Yes, I used to be very tall. But 2 weeks with Janine caused us both to wither. But it was worth it. It was worth it.
Love makes us do crazy things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Janine used to be like a tall blonde model, and now she kind of is toad-like.
Mm-hmm, looks that's like a correct. Raisin.
The hot tub will do that.
Can I just say, Willie, what a good question. And from now, it's just kind of a fun, kind of sneaky, fun, silly question. So from now on, I'm going to call you Fun Smarm Silly.
Fun Smarm instead of One Arm Willie?
Yeah, a little Fun Smarm Silly.
Oh. Quite, it doesn't quite roll off the tongue as good as Seabest Haircut, but I think it'll do. Fun Smarm Willy. Wait, Silly. It'll take some getting used to, I think.
I think I'm totally known for my silliness.
And smelliness.
It's Fun Smarm Smelly.
Now we're having fun. Now we're having fun, boys. Oh, and can I just, before she comes back, can I just say, at some point during that interlude, Gutters was absolutely going through Janine's desk and grabbing as much legal, like official, whatever, City Hall, whatever it is, letterhead that he can later sort of type whatever he wants onto and send it so it looks official. So he was absolutely doing that at some point.
So go ahead and roll, State of Affairs is the roll. It's plus sharp.
Plus sharp?
And I believe your sharp is 1.
Yeah, so 2d6.
2d6 plus 1.
2d6 plus 1. Let's take a gander here. So that I rolled a 10 plus 1 is 11.
I believe that's a complete success.
You got an 11, which is you hold 2, and you also have a plus 1, so you hold 3 instead. Since you had a full success, you get a full ream of this letterhead, which I... What is that? Like 200-300 sheets?
Yeah.
Of court letterhead?
Love it. This is outstanding. Could not have been happier, yeah.
And you shove it into your suitcase, and you're able to save your holds if you like, but you can also spend them before you leave the room. So if you want to save them, that's okay, but also you're able to spend them whenever you want. Janine hasn't come back yet.
And how many holds do I have?
You have 2 left.
2 left, perfect.
So if you just want to, if you want to save them, that's okay, but I figured I'd give you a second to read them over and see if there's anything you want to do other than that.
I'm going to spend one more to discover something hidden.
Okay.
Because there might be some information for Nada that might be helpful.
I think because of your full success, this is like kind of a ramshackle town. There's really no, not great, security or process that these people go through. There's no standardization. And so their evidence locker is like a drawer in the bottom of Janine's desk. And you pull it open and you find Nada's gun that they took from him. So that is what you've discovered something hidden. You've discovered do you have a name for it? What is your gun called?
The Spectral Six Shooter.
The Spectral Six Shooter. You find that in the bottom drawer of her desk. So you have a new piece of evidence.
And am I able to take it or to do something with it and leave it?
Whatever you want to do, yeah. I mean, you've done it.
So I think I'm going to go into my briefcase, pull out whatever sort of cloth-like fabric I have, and wipe that down as clean as I can. Okay. Then I'm going to take some of the gack I put in there earlier, and using the cloth, transfer the gack to the handle of the gun, and then put it back where I found it in the evidence locker.
So are you trying to make the gun extra nasty, too? You're putting the gack on the handle?
I'm putting the gack on the handle. It's basically ooze or slime. I'm putting that on the handle for if I have to bring that up later.
Okay.
Should I say what I'm doing that?
No, No. You can leave it. It's totally fine. Totally fine. Okay. I don't think it would take a lot of skill or tact to be able to wipe down the gun.
Hey.
And put the. Well, no. I mean, if you want me to make you roll for it, I will. I don't think it would take an extra amount of doing to get that done with your roll. So you're able to wipe down the gun and then apply the gack onto the handle. Is there another word for that? I don't know guns.
Gack on the Glock.
Gack on the Glock. I just mean like the handle part. Is that called something else?
I don't think so.
We just call it handle.
If it's a rifle, it's a butt, but I don't think
or a
it's
stock right. or
yeah. or
yeah.
stock.
Or stock, yeah.
Sorry, I just didn't want to get like called out later when they're like, you don't even know what the handle of a gun is called. can hear it now.
Get all the hate mail.
Yeah, the hate mail. Okay, so you have applied the GAC to the Glock and have set it back in the drawer, unawares to anybody else, and Janine waddles back into the room, and she's like, yes, it's courtroom two, and you can go right on in. It took some convincing, but the judge knows me from way back, and I was able to get you a meeting.
Ah, Janine the dream. We'll have to schedule another hot tub sesh soon.
That sounds beautiful, and she's gnawing on her pork chop on the fork chop, which is your specialty, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
A steamed pork chop on a fork.
Ooh, you're making me so hungry. Thank you, Janine. Gentlemen, right this way.
Gutters leads you to the courtroom door, and I'm sure you just bang your way right in. You feel like you own the place. And when you enter the room, there's a few benches to either side, like maybe three on either side, and then there's a table with a sign that says prosecution on the left side, and on the right side there's a label on the table, a table label that says defense.
And just so everyone's clear, I didn't mention this earlier because I was being coy, but Gutters on his knuckles has prosecution and defense on his right and left knuckles. And it's very cramped for space. Like, clearly he didn't think it through. Right. Like, yeah.
He's got it on the knuckles and he goes, which one am I today?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, right side of the room. I see.
It word wraps.
Yeah, it word wraps around the knuckles. Well, because you could do it like PROSECUTION !!
Wow, somebody's showing off that they can spell prosecution.
Yeah, without Google, man. And as you enter this room, on the side of the prosecution, there is a man sitting at the table, and he's got his nose buried in some books, and he's got bright white hair, and he's wearing like a baby blue suit. Up on the judge's stand, there is a very like shriveled old man in the longest, curliest white wig that you've ever seen, and he seems to be napping, propping his head up.
Willie is staring at the wig, and he's just starting to breathe heavily as he gets the urge to steal.
He wants the wig? Why does he want the wig?
This just looks very fashionable.
His head gets cold?
Yeah.
He is bald.
It looks very fashionable.
Willie, don't...
Did you say Nada is in the room?
Nada is sitting at the defense table.
Okay, I think I would make a beeline to Nada to immediately introduce myself and try and get some information. Enchanté, my name is Gutters Mahoney. You must be the infamous Nada.
Yeah, who the hell are you?
I just said.
I dare repeat myself. Not a word. Did you hear, Nada? My name is Gutters Mahoney. I will be representing you today. Boy, oh boy, we have old Bones Sullivan for the judge. Now, I've had this judge before, and he can be a little bit prickly. Okay, let's lower our voices so no one can hear us at the table except for us.
I'm not talking.
You're not talking. Okay. good. That's good. No, that's good. That's good. We can use this. What's the name of your gun?
My gun, the Spectral Six Shooter.
The Spectral Six. Love that name. The perfect name, the best name I've ever heard. Now, is it possible, wink, wink, that, wink, 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 a Spectre actually shot the Spectral Six Shooter? Of course, Spectres, being non-corporeal forms who typically use some sort of residue behind whenever they pass through an object. Wink, wink, wink.
I mean, yeah, but I shot Horace.
Oh boy, this is going to be a tough one to crack.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And I turn towards Sebastian and Willie, and I'm like, little help, boys.
Willie leans in and says, the first wrong hand.
Wrong hands? Wow.
First rule of being on the defense, you don't admit to shit.
Oh, okay. So now I get it. You guys hired this guy. Well, thank you.
Now we know we love you, Nada. You were great. Try to not talk for like 30 minutes.
I can do that, I guess.
Just let Cum Gutters Mahoney do the thing.
Please, the cum is silent, please.
Sorry. Gutters Mahoney. Just let him talk.
We should all come in silence. Listen, Nada, just you. We have doctor-patient confidentiality. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I'm a doctor lawyer, of course. Why did you shoot the person you shot? Allegedly.
Because he is a prick, and he deserved a bullet in his head.
Okay, I can't really do anything with that. I mean, good on you, of course. Big thumbs up for killing an asshole, but...
He's murdered countless people. He's a bounty hunter.
Yes.
And he's the leader of the most cruelest group of people that you will ever meet.
Wow, okay, that's harsh words. Your gun, the Spectral Six Shooter... Is it named that for a reason? Is it able to kill ghosts?
I'm not sure why it's named that. I was told that it was the name of the gun by a friend of mine.
Oh, so this is your friend's gun. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
I stole it.
You stole it. Okay, we could have done without hearing that. Interesting. Okay, our case is going to be that a ghost came and grabbed the gun and shot it. And we're going to double down on the asshole who was killed. He got his head in the path of the bullet when it was not intended for him. So he was nosy. He butted his brain in where it didn't belong, and he got it blown out. Are we good with that, Nada?
Tale as old as time.
You guys hired him?
Well, add an A between the H and the I, and that's what they did. They hired me.
We hired him. He's an old friend of mine. We've gotten out of sticky situations before.
You've been in sticky situations, the strip club.
So many times. Like, I usually go on Tuesday afternoons when they got the meatballs.
Wait, there's a strip club here? Oh my God, what am I doing? Killing gophers.
I think half the businesses in this town might be strip clubs.
Yep, we're just like Tampa, Florida.
Oh shit.
Does your world have a Tampa, Florida?
It sure does now. We build the world together, you see, Gutters?
Gutters. I'll agree. Essentially, there ain't nothing much I can say to mess this up anymore anyway, so I'll keep my mouth shut.
Well, unfortunately, and Gutters knows this, unfortunately, the way that the justice process works in Branchtown is that everybody who knows something talks. So if you just say you don't know anything, I think that's best.
Okay.
You just say, I've never seen that gun before in my life, that sort of thing, okay?
All right.
Be a man of many word. There you go.
Just say no.
No.
No, please. No, let's not push any drug campaigns in my presence, please.
The campaign for drugs. I suppose it did start a lot of people doing drugs.
It made it cool and hip.
It made it so cool.
It's like when your dad was like, don't listen to the Moody Blues. And then you're like, all I want to do is listen to the Moody Blues.
It was like when your dad was like, shut up. That's what he said to me.
Oh. We'll talk about this more often. We'll unpack that.
So you said his name was Bones? Was the
I said
judge?
Old Bones Sullivan, I think.
Old Bones Sullivan. Well, if that's not what you said, that's what his name is now. Old Bones Sullivan is startled awake. Hello? He calls out into the nothingness.
Who's there?
It's me, Old Bones Sullivan.
Old Bones Sullivan who?
Old Bones Sullivan life.
Oh, you're... Judge, Your Honor, you're still sleeping out of your van?
I have to.
Oh, buddy. You always have a place in my shed. I've told you that.
Is that Gutters Mahoney I hear?
Your Honor, it is.
Just because you're my nephew, don't think I'm gonna let you go easily.
Uncle Bones, I would never ask you to skew your favor towards me. Wink, wink, wink.
I know. You're a very good boy and a good lawyer.
Justice is for just us. Am I right, Uncle?
Yes.
Okay. So the prosecution, who Gutters knows, and his name is
Barry Strangers.
Love it.
Barry Strangers. That's not copyrighted, is it?
No.
Okay, good. All right, his name will be Barry Strangers. So Barry Strangers stands up from his book with his Colonel Sanders-looking mustache, and he says, "Your Honor, the defense is trying to trick you into thinking that this man is somehow innocent of murdering someone in our town."
And I think Gutters immediately tries to sort of confound the courtroom. And he says, "Your Honor, no, no, no. The honor is all mine." Just so that Barry is like, "What the fuck? What's happening?"
I understand that the honor is of the courtroom. The honor is all of ours. To be here is to be blessed by the everlasting law of Branchtown. So the first thing that Barry Strangers does is he goes to like an adjacent room, and he pulls out the body of Horace Lowe, which is, this is standard procedure in Branchtown. When there's a murder, the murdered party is present for all proceedings. And so Barry Strangers takes Horace's body and sits him down in a chair next to him at the prosecution table. And he says, "Your Honor, my first bit of evidence is the bullet that is lodged in this man's skull, fired from a gun that we know to belong to the defendant." And the judge says,
"Well, that is a fairly damning piece of evidence. What says the defense?"
"Your Uncle Honor, that bullet could have been placed there by the victim himself, alleged victim. Your Honor, can I bring something to the court's attention? Barry, if I may call you, Barry Strangers, what was the, what is the dead body's name again?"
And he has to think for a long time, and he like sort of leans back a little bit, and this is when you notice the two cohorts. Gutters wouldn't have known who these people are, but Willie and Sebastian and Nada would. They're the people that came with Horace to steal their box. I probably should have told you about the box. Anyway, there's a box that he stole, and they're sitting behind the prosecution table. He leans back a little bit, and you see one of them whisper something, and he leans back forward, and he goes, "Horace Lowe."
"Your Honor, if I may, I heard, or if there were minutes, I'd have them read back, but I don't believe there's a stenographer here. I heard the name Horace Lowe. Now, if you take the first name, Horace, and you remove the H and the O and the R, what are we left with? Ace Lowe. It sounds like this was a gambling man. Now, am I responsible for defending the death of a gambling man? Here I am. I guess I am so. And you mentioned a bullet lodged in the brain of Horace, I believe it was, that belonged to my client. Now, bullets don't belong to anyone. Nothing belongs to anyone. If I said I made salmon for you, Your Honor, I didn't make salmon. Only God can make salmon. I cooked salmon. No further questions, Your Honor."
Holy shit. What a defense. That is quite the... He's a gambling man. He sounds like someone I don't want to know and don't feel sorry for,
said the judge.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
Barry, he's starting to sweat a bit. You can see that he's got his handkerchief he takes out and he dabs his forehead. He knows that he's out-lawyered. He can't possibly stand up to this.
"Your Honor, let it be known in the court that Barry Strangers is dabbing the very spot where the victim was shot. Coincidence? I think not. No further questions, Your Honor."
"I'm just hot as all. The next part of our case is to bring out our biggest piece of evidence, which is the gun belonging to the defendant. If we could have Janine bring out that piece of evidence." And Janine comes in the back door, enters through the back door. I'm not going to say comes in.
She comes
silently through the back door. She enters in through the back door, and she has the gun just like in her hand, and she goes, "There's some sort of shit all over it." That's not what she sounds like.
"There's some sort of shit all over it."
And she hands it as delicately as possible as she can to Barry Strangers, who is also grossed out by the stuff that is all over the handle. And he says, "While this weapon is not in the same condition it was when I found it, I call for an immediate decision by the judge for evidence tampering." And the judge says,
"Let me see the gun, and then we'll decide if there's been some sort of tampering, some foul play."
And Barry brings the gun up to the judge, and the judge goes, "I don't see anything wrong with it. Please continue the case."
"Thank you, Your Honor. And let it be known to the court that 10 years ago, while I was in a dress and wig, I did win mistrial."
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
So you are speaking to a former Miss Trial.
"You are the most lovely pageant winner that we've ever had in Branchtown."
"Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Uncle."
And Barry takes the gun back and he goes, "If we were to analyze the fingerprints that are on this weapon..." Wait, do Valani even have fingerprints, Joe?
That's a good question. If they do, I don't think that there's a database that has...
For the purpose of this show, no. Yeah.
No. Smooth skins.
Yeah. He says, "If we were to analyze the fingerprints on this gun, if we had that sort of technology, you would see that it belongs to the defendant." The judge says, "Well, that is a fairly damning piece of evidence. What say the defense?"
"Your Honor, two things. First of all, stranger's dangers. I just want to put that out there. I'm not saying that the lawyer across from me is any sort of pervert, but I'm just saying stranger's dangers is a well-known phrase that we all know here. So everyone be careful, guard your valuables and your loved ones. Secondly, Your Honor, I will say, now I'm no sort of Dan Aykroyd, as it were, but from where I'm sitting, it looks like that gun is covered in ectoplasm. Now, ectoplasm, of course, is a residue or substance emitted from a ghost or some sort of supernatural being. So it looks like, to me, whoever fired that gun last was a non-human. Or at least I should say, Nada, what are you?
I'm a void boy invader.
A void boy? Is that like a fuck boy? What is that? A void boy? Is that like a self-given nickname, Void Boy? Void the Noid Boy, Void Boy? Your Honor, regardless, the undead fired this gun, and you can see my client clearly has a pulse. He is still alive. So I ask that you throw out this case, because clearly my client did not fire a gun. Otherwise, it would have some sort of fingerprint or some sort of, I don't know, mark from his hand or grease, but instead it is ectoplasm. And, Your Honor, I rest my case.
This is not the way I thought this trial would go.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I'd like to know how you thought it would go.
I figured we'd probably have a hanging by now. I thought this was open and shut. You are an ace lawyer.
Thank you so much. Keep in mind, I'm an ace lawyer, not a ace low lawyer. I would never touch poker.
Correct. It's the devil's card game.
Thank you.
So the judge proceeds to ask if either party has any more evidence in this case, as in like physical evidence. And Barry Stranger says no, but does the defense want to put forth anything into evidence?
Your Honor, I'd like to call to the stand One-Armed Willie.
Oh, shit.
As evidence. Submitted as evidence.
Submitted as evidence. The not as a witness, but as evidence. And so the judge says, or Old Bones, he says,
Sheriff, please get him.
And the sheriff walks over to One-Armed Willie and starts to escort him up to the witness stand.
Willie is just looking at the judge, who seems to have trouble seeing, and is just staring at his wig and is sweating. In his head, he keeps repeating what Gutters just said. Nothing belongs to anyone. Nothing belongs to anyone.
Anything can be mine. He's like, he notices you looking at his wig, and he's got like a nasty look on his face, and he goes,
"Better men than you have tried to steal my wig."
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"You just keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hand to yourself.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, you've submitted this evidence. What is the purpose of this, counselor?
Sir, on the stand, would you mind saying your full name?
One-Armed Willie.
And why are you called such?
Because I got one damn arm.
You have one arm. Gasp. Shudder. Gasp. Ooh, noise. Rhubarb. Now, obviously, you have one arm because I assume my violent client shot your other arm off?
No.
No? But I thought my client was a violent gunman who just shot at everything. How did you lose your arm?
A gator ate it.
A gator, Your Honor, a gator. Barry, a gator.
I can't believe it. A gator got him.
So it sounds like if my client, if Nada, would not shoot off his own friend's arm, compatriot's limb, why would he shoot a stranger in the head? No offense, Barry Strangers.
Not taken, I guess.
We've all been mad at our friends. We've all been pissed at a relative. But a stranger? Why'd we just attack a stranger out of nowhere? One-Armed Willie, you probably knew this gator, right? Owed it money?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, no.
Slept with its wife?
I'm just sitting back there, just nodding.
He looks past that Sebastian. Oh, yeah, I owed him money.
See, Your Honor, gunplay is a crime of passion. Why would you waste a bullet on someone you didn't know and never met? Who just happen to be walking around, even if they're an asshole. Especially if they're an asshole. Your Honor, no further evidence to submit. Case closed. Your Honor, case closed.
Case, oh shit, the case
can
is
I say
closed.
That? Can I say that?
I guess you can. He said it. It's been said. I can't take it back now.
And he slams the gavel. Case closed. And Barry goes, Your Honor, this is not how the justice system is supposed to take place. I have tried my hardest here today, and you have just let the defense close the case with minimal evidence that this man is innocent.
Your Honor, are you going to be talked to that way by a gentleman who's wearing the blue of a baby?
I will not be talked down to by a baby.
Thank you.
I had like a whole other thing planned, but the case is closed now. I think, and he, the judge leans down and he says,
Now, Gutters, you listen to me.
Yes?
Do you know who did shoot this guy?
Unfortunately, I do, but I don't want to say.
Please, tell me. I need to put, someone needs to go down for this.
I just don't, you taught me at a young age to not be a tattletale.
You can snitch this one time.
Okay, if I'm to be a tattlesnake, I guess. If you must know, if this will put any family members at ease or any friends.
Yes, we need justice.
The gunman, as I heard it, was the same gator that took One-Arm Willie's arm.
It's true, actually. That gator, I think I killed him, so he would be a ghost.
Your Honor, it's classic typical case of a ghost gator.
Ghost gator, murderer gator, violent gator. Do we wait?
Instigator. The classic instigator, ghost gator. Every time.
Can I put a ghost in prison?
I wish you would.
not will I. Is it possible for me to put a ghost in prison?
Of course, you're a judge.
All right, then. Sheriff, bring me this alligator's ghost immediately.
A phrase I didn't think I'd hear today.
Yeah, me either. I didn't think I'd be saying it. We're going to hand down an afterlife sentence to this gator's ghost. Everyone is dismissed from this courtroom. You've all done a wonderful job of convincing me of this man's true innocence in this case.
Can I have my gun back?
I thought the gun didn't belong to you.
Well, Your Honor,
can I have your wig?
Willie, no, Willie.
I can't believe you would ask.
Don't use that as a merket. Your Honor, my client would like a gun, that gun, as a keepsake for this traumatic event he's experienced. As a story.
Right, he needs a payout for his pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he said.
Mm-hmm. A souvenir for all the good times that we've had.
His teethless lips, he smacks them around. And he,
I, I don't really have a use for it. I suppose you can have it.
He orders Barry to give the gun back to Nada. And Barry is noticeably upset. He is not having a good day. And he puts his hand out to Gutters Mahoney to shake his hand. Does Gutters take it?
Gutters takes his hand, but immediately turns it flat, palm up, and says, "Ooh, look at these lines. You're going to die at a young age."
I'm 77, and I'm really tired of losing cases to you.
And I continue to trace his hand, and I'm like, "Oh, it looks like you're going to have a nice house one day." And then I spit in his hand, and I go, "Ooh, and a pool." That old trick.
And he wipes his hand on his baby blue suit, and he says, "We're the only two lawyers in this town. I figured we might have some civility, but I guess we can't."
Is Barry walking up to me to hand me the gun back?
He set it down on the table for you to have.
Oh, okay.
Barry walks away, and he goes to get his papers from his table, and the sheriff has gone to the back of the room and is talking with Janine. And the sheriff goes up to the defense table, and he's like, "Gutters Mahoney?
Yes?
We're going to need you in the next courtroom. You're actually being tried for felony loitering."
"Oh, just try me."
Dun-dun-dun. And he tries to put you in handcuffs.
And as he tries to put me in handcuffs, I keep turning with my other hand up as if I want to talk to him. So we just keep going in circles. It's like a dog chasing its tail where he can never get my hand.
Can't possibly get my hand.
I
think eventually he's going to get your hands.
Great. And then those hands fall off and my real hands come out from underneath my suit coat.
He goes, "What the fuck?"
Never go with your first pair of hands. Always have a backup.
The sheriff is trying and failing to get Gutters Mahoney to come to his trial.
If he handcuffs him this time, those are his real hands.
As soon as he tries to handcuff Gutters, I get right in between the two of them and I salute the sheriff and I start singing, "Oh, say, can you see?"
That song doesn't exist in
dawn's early light.
This song doesn't exist in Arrogate.
Does now.
Make up your own song.
So he's groundbreaking.
Oh, he's written it himself.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Pioneer.
And everyone's jaw is on the floor. What is this tune?
What a song. It feels like it belongs in Tampa, Florida.
By the dawn's early light, Gutters run away from here. Oh, so proudly we have.
But I'm too, my hand is clutching my chest because I'm having a heart attack. Not because I'm patriotic, but because I'm having a heart attack.
Does Gutters die?
Is this the ends of Gutters Mahoney? Find out next time.
Can I pick my gun up off the table? And I'm going to tell the sheriff, "Unless you want to end up like Horace there on the table, I wouldn't suggest arresting him."
Ooh. The worst client ever.
Do we want Gutters to run away or die?
Run. Run, Gutters.
I think run away and die.
I think he fakes his own death.
Yeah, fakes his death.
To get out of
he
the
comes car. Back like a, as somebody different.
A Naruto jutsu.
So as the sheriff is continuing to try and arrest Gutters Mahoney, I think Gutters, like I said, his hand is clutched to his chest. He falls to the ground and kind of convulses, and his head lays at his side. At the same time, he kind of subtly tries to open his briefcase while looking dead, and he takes out and sort of composes what looks to be almost like a 5'1" lump of flesh in a suit, and he then gets up and tries to act like a soul leaving his own body, and he's like, "Whoa,
it's a blow up doll from yeah. his suitcase." Yeah. He just inflates there.
Yeah, there's a good 16 minutes where everyone is just watching him and he's going blowing up the doll. And then he gets up as if he's his own soul and he's like, "Whoa."
Okay. If you want to please roll Work the Crowd for me.
Yes, I would love nothing more.
Plus Moxie. And you're lying.
So that's a 10.
Yep.
So that's a 12.
Which is insane. So you get a complete success on pretending to be dead and then blowing up this. Is it a blow up doll that looks like you? Because I feel like that's creepier.
Yeah, I think that's for the best.
Okay, so it just looks like you. This is not a sex doll. This is a.
I mean, anything's a sex doll if you're brave enough.
No, I was like.
I mean, you don't know. The cum is silent.
This is how you get in the carpool lane. That's this doll.
Yes, I have several, and I never leave home without one.
Correct. Yeah, a real Houdini of our time. And you are able to convince everybody in this room, even your friends, that you have just had a heart attack. And your dead body is on the ground and you rise up as a spirit. And what does your spirit do?
I think immediately my spirit kind of his eyes flit around the room just to see if everyone's buying it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are.
As soon as he sees that people are buying it, he continues to be like, woo. And he, in his brain, the most valuable thing in the entire area within a 1 mile radius is that ream of official paper.
Yeah.
So he's gonna go to his briefcase and start to drag it behind him as if it's like chains, like as if it's like Dickensian chains or something. And he's like,
right,
whoa.
Right.
And so he slowly backs out of the room while lugging that in front of him.
And does he say a one-liner as he leaves?
Yes, he looks around the room and he goes, one-liner. He goes, musical guest. Musical guest. Kid Rock. Whoa. I never realized how much Don Pardo sounds like a ghost.
Wow. I didn't make it. A ghost in a suit.
No, I just needed something to end the show on.
Yeah, so he looks, before he goes out the door with his ream of paper, he looks around the room and he goes, time to find that alligator's ghost. Because he's going to help. He's going to help represent that ghost, the ghost of the gator.
Oh, I see. Because
now
okay.
He's a ghost lawyer. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And there's a whole theme song. And the theme song. Da-da-da-da, ghost lawyer. What can't he? Da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.